Guide to Medi-Cal Mental Health Services. Important telephone numbers. Emergency 911, Psychiatric Emergency Services, area code 650-573-2662, located at 222 39th Avenue, San Mateo, California. San Mateo County Mental Health Services Access Line, 24 hours, 1-800-686-0101. Grievances, 1-800-388-5189. Patients' Rights, 1-800-497-1889. How to get a provider list. You may ask for, in your mental health plan or MHP, should give you a directory of people, clinics, and hospitals where you can get mental health services in your area. This is called a provider list and contains names, phone numbers, and addresses of doctors, therapists, hospitals, and other places where you may be able to get help. You may need to contact your mental health plan first before you go to seek help. Call your mental health plan's 24-hour toll-free number above to request a provider list and to ask if you need to contact the mental health plan before going to a service provider's office, clinic, or hospital for help. In what other languages and formats are these materials available? Currently, San Mateo County has this material available in Spanish also. Introduction to Medi-Cal Mental Health Services. Why did I get this booklet and why is it important? You are getting this booklet because you are eligible for Medi-Cal and need to know about the mental health services that San Mateo County offers and how to get these services if you need them. If you are now getting services from San Mateo County, this booklet just tells you more about how things work. This booklet tells you about mental health services but does not change the services you are getting. You may want to keep this booklet so you can read it again. If you are not getting services right now, you may want to keep this booklet in case you or someone you know needs to know about mental health services in the future. What is a mental health emergency? An emergency is a serious mental or emotional problem, such as when a person is in danger to himself, herself, or others because of what seems like a mental illness, or when a person cannot get or use the food, shelter, or clothing they need because of what seems like a mental illness. In an emergency, please call 911 or take the person to a hospital emergency room. How do I use this booklet? This booklet will help you know what specialty mental health services are, if you may get them, and how you can get help from the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan. This booklet has two sections. The first section tells you how to get help from the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan and how it works. The second section is from the state of California and gives you more general information about specialty mental health services. It tells you how to get other services, how to resolve problems, and what your rights are under the program. This booklet also tells you how to get information about the doctors, clinics, and hospitals that the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan uses to provide services and where they are located. What is my county's mental health plan? Mental health services are available to people on Medi-Cal, including children, young people, adults, and older adults in San Mateo County. Sometimes these services are available through your regular doctor. Sometimes they are provided by a specialist and called specialty mental health services. These specialty mental health services are provided through the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan, or MHP, which is separate from your regular doctor. The San Mateo County Mental Health Plan operates under rules set by the state of California and the federal government. Each county in California has its own mental health plan. If you feel you have a mental health problem, you may contact the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan directly at 1-800-686-0101. 1-800-273-0101. This is a toll-free number that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Written and verbal interpretation of your rights, benefits, and treatments is available in your preferred language. You do not need to see your regular doctor first or get permission or a referral before you call. If you believe you would benefit from specialty mental health services and are eligible for Medi-Cal, the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan will help you find out if you may get mental health treatments and services. If you would like more information about specific services, please see the sections under Services on the State of California, page 9 of this booklet. What if I have a problem getting help? If you have a problem getting help, please call the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan's 24-hour toll-free number at 1-800-686-0101. You may also call your county's Patients' Rights Advocate at 1-800-487-1889. If that does not solve your problem, you may call the State of California's Ombudsman for help. Those numbers are, for California only, 1-800-896-4042 or 916-654-3890. If you need the TTY line, please call 1-800-896-2512. Their fax number is 916-653-9194, or you can email them at ombudsman, O-M-B-U-D-S-M-A-N, at dmh.ca.gov. Section 1. Welcome to the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan. We welcome you to San Mateo County Mental Health Services and to the Medi-Cal Mental Health Plan. We provide specialty mental health services for people who live in San Mateo County and are eligible for Medi-Cal. Please read this booklet carefully. It contains important information you need to know. As your mental health plan, we will get answers to your questions about mental health treatment, tell you what mental health services are covered by Medi-Cal, determine what types of mental health services you may need and help you get them, treat you with respect, ensure you receive services in a safe environment, and help you get culturally competent care. As a participant, you also have specific responsibilities to give honest and complete information about your mental health needs, take an active part in your medical health treatment or mental health treatment, keep your appointments as scheduled, call if you cannot keep your appointment, and work on treatment goals with your provider, therapist, or clinician. Page 2. Important telephone numbers. In an emergency, call 911 for an ambulance or take the person to a hospital emergency room. San Mateo County Medical Center Psychiatric Emergency Services is located at 222 39th Avenue in San Mateo and can be reached by calling 650-573-2662 or call Psychiatric Emergency Services or PES at 650-573-2662. How do I know if someone needs help right away? Even if there is no emergency, a person with mental health problems needs help right away if one or more of the following things are true: hearing or seeing things others believe are not there, extreme and frequent thoughts of or talking about death, giving away their things, threatening to kill themselves, such as in suicide, or wanting to hurt themselves or others. If one or more of these things is true, call 911 or the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan at 1-800-686-0101. This is a 24-hour toll-free number. The mental health workers are on call 24 hours a day. What specialty mental health services does San Mateo County provide? Assessment of your mental, emotional, or behavioral history and present circumstances, including relevant cultural issues. Case management to arrange, in partnership with you and your family, the delivery of services needed to achieve specific goals. Resources are available through county programs as well as community-based agencies and consumer organizations. Psychosocial education to address health and medication issues and improve living skills. Therapy that is problem-centered and aimed at reducing distressing symptoms and restoring optimum functioning. Medication services to provide you with evaluation, education, and management of medication. Senior mental health services to serve seniors, often in their own homes and in conjunction with the Aging and Adult Services Division. Peer counseling uses peer-to-peer support so that you can talk to somebody who knows what you're going through. Medications to treat your mental illness and any laboratory services required by your medication. Day programs for youth and adults provided on a daily basis in conjunction with your educational and residential services. Hospital-based services to provide for evaluation and treatment for special needs that cannot be met in the community. Assistance with referrals and information about other services you may need, such as medical care, special education, employment services, or drug and alcohol programs. Other resources, community-based services. We contract with a network of private providers and community-based organizations to provide a wide range of services to our clients, including therapy, case management, medications, rehabilitation, and residential services. Support organizations. Alliance for the Mentally Ill. The San Mateo chapter provides family support, outreach, education, and advocacy. Its members are involved and active in all aspects of county mental health care. For more information, call 650-573-5345. Mental Health Board. The San Mateo County Board reviews and advises the Mental Health Services Division, relying on consumer, family, and public interest members who are all appointed by the Board of Supervisors. For more information, call 650-573-2541. Web-based resources. We are one of the few counties in California who have made the Network of Care website available to mental health consumers, their families, and to all residents in our county. This unique resource provides access to an extensive library of research on mental health topics, a complete list of mental health resources available in our county, and up-to-date information about legislation affecting individuals with mental illness. You can reach the website at www.sanmateo.networkofcare.org. The services listed above are the services that the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan thinks are most likely to help people who need services from us. Sometimes other services may be needed. The other services that are sometimes needed are included in the list on page 9 for adults and page 12 for children in the State of California section of this booklet. How do I get these services? Call the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan at 1-800-686-0101. A support staff person who will ask you some basic questions will answer your call, and then a mental health clinician will talk to you. Based on your needs, the clinician will refer you to services in the mental health system or to other community resources. What does it mean to be authorized to receive mental health services? And what is the amount, duration, and scope of services provided? To be authorized in San Mateo County means that you have met all of the necessary criteria and a provider has been identified and authorized to provide mental health services to you. You can become authorized to receive services by following the steps in the How to Obtain Services section above. You, your provider, and the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan are all involved in deciding what services you need to receive through the Mental Health Plan, including how often you will need services for how long. Some services, like individual and group mental health services, case management, medication support, and crisis intervention, are provided on an outpatient basis by the minute up to several hours as appropriate. Other services, like day treatment, are offered in half-day and one-day increments. Residential and inpatient services are provided 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and may involve stays of a few days or several months. The San Mateo County Mental Health Plan may require your provider to ask the mental health plan to review the reasons the provider thinks you need a service before the service is provided. The San Mateo County Mental Health Plan uses a qualified mental health professional to do the review. This review process is called a Mental Health Plan Payment Authorization Process. The state requires that San Mateo County Mental Health Plan to have an authorization process for day treatment intensive, day rehabilitation, and therapeutic behavioral services for youth. The San Mateo County Mental Health Plan follows state rules for our Mental Health Plan Payment Authorization Process, which are described on page 3 in the State of California section of this booklet. If you would like more information on how this San Mateo County Mental Health Plan does MHP payment authorizations, or on when we require your provider to request a Mental Health Plan payment authorization for services, please contact the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan at 1-800-686-0101. How do I get more information about San Mateo County's mental health services, including doctors, therapists, clinics, and hospitals? A list of clinicians providing services in our system is available from the Access team at 1-800-686-0101. If you would like additional information on the structure and operation of the San Mateo County Mental Health Plan, please contact us at 1-800-686-0101. In what other languages and formats are these materials available? These materials are also available in Spanish and Tagalog. Upon request to the Mental Health Plan Access Line, the materials can be provided electronically, in large print, or by audio tape. How do I get a copy of the provider list? Your initial packet of information provided by the Access team will contain a copy of the provider list. If you would like a new copy, call the Access line at 1-800-686-0101. Can I see any doctor, therapist, clinic, or hospital on San Mateo County's provider list? No. We require that you contact us first because we want to make sure that, 1, your services are authorized, and 2, the provider you choose is accepting new Medi-Cal beneficiaries. The San Mateo County Mental Health Plan phone number is 1-800-686-0101. What if I want to change doctors, therapists, or clinics? Your requests to change a provider are granted whenever possible. Please call the Access line at 1-800-686-0101. You can use the provider list to see if there is a provider you would like to request. Can I use the provider list to find someone to help me? No. You must first become authorized to receive mental health services through San Mateo Access. What if I want to see a doctor, therapist, clinic, or hospital that is not listed on San Mateo County's provider list? Non-emergency specialty mental health services provided by an out-of-network or non-contract provider are only reimbursed when prior authorization has been obtained from Access and there is no available contracted mental health provider. If you have questions about prior authorization, please call the Access line at 1-800-686-0101. 0101. What if I need urgent care mental health services on a weekend or at night? In addition to calling 911 in an emergency situation, you can get help 24 hours a day at the San Mateo Medical Center's Psychiatric Emergency Service at 222 West 39th Avenue in San Mateo, or by calling 650-573-2662. After all, our calls to access automatically roll over to this number. Emergency care may also be provided by the closest hospital emergency department. How do I get mental health specialty services that my mental health provider does not offer? If after talking to your mental health provider, it appears you need mental health services he or she does not offer, either you or your provider may call the Mental Health Plan Access Line at 1-800-686-0101 to request a referral. An access clinician will discuss the request with you, and your current provider will identify another provider and authorize additional services if medically necessary. If you need a specialty mental health service that is not available through any mental health provider network, and there is no available clinically appropriate alternative, the mental health plan will make arrangements to contract for that service outside the usual network. What if I need to see a doctor for something other than mental health treatment? How are people referred to Medi-Cal services other than mental health care in San Mateo County? Your mental health provider will refer you back to your medical primary care physician for referrals for specialty care not delivered within the mental health plan. If you don't already have a primary care physician, your mental health provider will refer you back to the San Mateo Health Plan to help find you a primary care physician. What can I do if I have a problem or I am not satisfied with my mental health treatment? If you have a concern or problem, or you are not satisfied with your mental health services, the mental health plan wants to be sure your concerns are resolved simply and quickly. Please call the mental health plan at 1-800-686-0101 to find out how to resolve your concerns. There are three ways you can work with the mental health plan to resolve concerns about services or other problems. You can file a grievance verbally or in writing with the mental health plan about any mental health plan related issue. You can file an appeal verbally and follow it up in writing or in writing with the mental health plan. You can also file for a state fair hearing with the Department of Social Services. For information about how the mental health plan grievance and appeal process and the state fair hearing process work, please turn to the section about grievances and appeals and state fair hearings on page 22 of the State of California section of this booklet. Your problem will be handled as quickly and simply as possible. It will be kept confidential. You will not be subject to discrimination or any other penalty for filing a grievance, appeal, or state fair hearing. You may authorize another person to act on your behalf in the grievance, appeal, or state fair hearing process. Who is San Mateo County's Patients' Right Advocate? What do they do, and how do I contact them? If you have questions about your rights or feel that your rights have been violated while you are treated in a psychiatric inpatient facility, please call the Patients' Rights Advocate at 1-800-497-1889. Does San Mateo County keep my mental health records private? Yes. You have a right to privacy. You will receive a notice of privacy practices from the mental health plan when you first receive treatment, and this will describe how your mental health records are protected. Section 2. General Statewide Information. Why is it important to read this booklet? The first section of this booklet tells you how to get Medi-Cal mental health services through your county's mental health plan. This second section of the booklet tells you more about how the Medi-Cal program works and how your Medi-Cal specialty mental health services work in all counties of the state. If you don't read this section now, you may want to keep this booklet so you can read it later. What are specialty mental health services? Specialty mental health services are special health care services for people who have a mental illness or emotional problems that a regular doctor cannot treat. Some specialty mental health services include crisis counseling to help people who are having a serious emotional crisis, individual, group, or family therapy, rehabilitation or recovery services that help a person with mental illness to develop coping skills for daily living, specialty day programs for people with mental illnesses, prescriptions for medicines that help treat mental illnesses, help managing medicines that may treat mental illnesses, and help to find the mental health services you need. Where can I get mental health services? You can get mental health services in the county where you live. Each county has a mental health plan for children, teens, adults, and older adults. Your county mental health plan has mental health providers, doctors who are psychiatrists, psychologists, or others available to you. How do I get services at my county's mental health plan? Call your county mental health plan and ask for services. You do not need to ask your regular doctor for permission or get a referral. Just call the number for your county in the front of this booklet. The call is toll-free. You can also go to a friendly, qualified health center, a rural health center, or an Indian health clinic in your area for Medi-Cal mental health services. These are official names for different kinds of clinics in your area. If you are not sure about a clinic in your area, ask the clinic workers. These kinds of clinics generally serve people who do not have insurance. As part of providing mental health services for you, your county mental health plan is responsible for figuring out if someone is eligible for specialty mental health services from the mental health plan, providing a toll-free number that is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that can tell you about how to get services from the mental health plan, having enough providers to make sure that you can get the specialty mental health services covered by the mental health plan if you need them, informing and educating you about services available from your county's mental health plan, providing you services in the language of your choice or by an interpreter, if necessary, free of charge, and letting you know that these interpreter services are available, providing you with written information about what is available in your other languages or forms, depending upon the needs of your county. Who can get Medi-Cal? You may qualify for Medi-Cal if you are in one of these groups: age 65 or older, under 21 years of age, an adult between 21 and 65 with a minor child living with you, a child who is not married and who is under the age of 21, blind or disabled, pregnant, certain refugees or Cuban Haitian immigrants, receiving care in a nursing home. If you are not in one of these groups, call your county social service agency to see if you qualify for a county-operated medical assistance program. You must be living in California to qualify for Medi-Cal. Call or visit your local county social services office to ask for a Medi-Cal application or get one on the internet at www.dhs.ca.gov. How do I pay for Medi-Cal? You may have to pay for Medi-Cal depending on the amount of money you get or earn each month. If your income is less than Medi-Cal limits for your family size, you will not have to pay for Medi-Cal services. If your income is more than Medi-Cal limits for your family size, you will have to pay some money for your medical or mental health services. The amount that you pay is called your share of cost. Once you have paid your share of cost, Medi-Cal will pay the rest of your covered medical bills for that month. In the months that you don't have medical expenses, you don't have to pay anything. You may have to pay a co-payment for any treatment under Medi-Cal. You may have to pay $1 for each time you get a medical or mental health service or prescribed drug, medicine, and $5 if you go to the emergency room for your regular services. Your provider will tell you if you need to make a co-payment. How do I get medical services, Medi-Cal services that are not covered by the mental health plan? There are two ways to get Medi-Cal services. By joining a Medi-Cal managed care health plan. If you are a member of a Medi-Cal managed health plan, care plan, your health plan needs to find a provider for you if you need health care. You get your health care through a health plan, an HMO, health maintenance organization, or a primary care case manager. You must use the providers and clinics in the health plan unless you need emergency care. You may use a provider outside your health plan for family planning services. You can only join a health plan if you do not pay a share of cost. From individual health care providers or clinics that take Medi-Cal. You can get health care from individual providers or clinics that take Medi-Cal. You must tell your provider that you have Medi-Cal before you first get services. Otherwise, you may be billed for those services. Individual health care providers and clinics do not have to see Medi-Cal patients or may only see a few Medi-Cal patients. Everyone who has a share of cost will get health care this way. If you need mental health services that are not covered by the mental health plan, and you are in a health plan, you may be able to get services from your health plan. If you need mental health services the health plan doesn't cover, your primary care provider at the health plan may be able to help you find a provider or clinic that can help. Except in San Mateo County, your health plan's pharmacies will fill prescriptions to treat your mental illness, even if the prescriptions are written by the mental health plan's psychiatrist, or will tell you how to get your prescription filled from a regular Medi-Cal pharmacy. In San Mateo County, the mental health plan will fill your prescriptions for you. And you are not in health plan, you may be able to get services from individual providers and clinics that take Medi-Cal. Except in San Mateo County, any pharmacy that accepts Medi-Cal can fill prescriptions to treat your mental illness, even if the prescriptions were written by the mental health plan psychiatrist. In San Mateo County, the mental health plan will fill your prescriptions. The mental health plan may be able to help you find a provider or clinic that can help you or give you some ideas on how to find a provider or a clinic. Transportation. If you have trouble getting to your medical appointments or mental health appointments, the Medi-Cal program can help you find transportation. For children, the County Child Health and Disability Prevention Program can help. Or you may wish to contact your county's social services office. These phone numbers can be found in your local telephone book in the county government pages. You can also get information by going online and visiting www.dhs.ca.gov. Then click on Services and then on Medi-Cal Information. For adults, your county social services office can help. You can get information about your county's social services office by checking your local telephone book. Or you can get information online by visiting www.dhs.ca.gov, then clicking on Services and then on Medi-Cal Information. What is the Child Health and Disability Prevention Program? The CHDP program is a preventative health program serving California's children and youth from birth to age 21. CHDP makes early health care available to children and youth with health problems, as well as to those who seem well. Children and youth can receive regular preventative health assessments. Children and youth with suspected problems are then referred for diagnosis and treatment. Many health problems can be prevented or corrected, or the severity reduced by early detection and prompt diagnosis and treatment. CHDP works with a wide range of health care providers and organizations to ensure that eligible children and youths receive appropriate services. These may include private physicians, local health departments, schools, nurse practitioners, dentists, health educators, nutritionists, laboratories, community clinicians, nonprofit health agencies, and social and community service agencies. CHDP can also assist families with medical appointment scheduling, transportation, and access to diagnostic and treatment services. You can find out more about CHDP by contacting your local county health department or visiting www.dhs.ca.gov. Where can I get more information? You can get more information about mental health services by visiting the California Department of Mental Health's website at www.dmh.ca.gov. You can get more information about Medi-Cal by asking your county eligibility worker or by visiting www.dhs.ca.gov. Basic emergency information. Are you having an emergency? An emergency medical condition has symptoms so severe, possibly including severe pain, that an average person could expect the following might happen at any moment. The health of the individual, or with respect to a pregnant woman, the health of the woman or her unborn child, could be in serious trouble, serious problems with bodily functions, serious problems with any bodily organ or part. An emergency psychiatric condition occurs when an average person thinks that someone is a current danger to himself or herself or another person because of what seems like a mental illness, is immediately unable to provide or eat food or use clothing or shelter because of what seems like a mental illness. In case of an emergency medical or psychiatric condition, call 911 or go to any emergency room for help. The Medi-Cal program will cover emergency conditions, whether the condition is medical or psychiatric, emotional or mental. If you are on Medi-Cal, you will not receive a bill for going to an emergency room, even if it turns out that it is not an emergency. If you aren't sure if the condition is truly an emergency, or if you're not sure whether the condition is medical or psychiatric, you may still go to the emergency room and let qualified medical professionals make the decision about what is needed. If the emergency room professionals decide there is a psychiatric emergency, you will be admitted to the hospital to receive immediate help from a mental health professional. If the hospital doesn't have that kind of service, or it doesn't feel the service is necessary, the hospital will provide a hospital that does have that service. A person may be helped through a mental health crisis by services from your county's mental health plan in ways other than going to the hospital. If you think you need help but don't think you need to go to the hospital, you can call your county's mental health plan toll-free telephone number and ask for help. What kind of emergency-related services are provided? Emergency services are paid for by Medi-Cal when you go to a hospital or use outpatient services, with no overnight stay involved, furnished in a hospital emergency room by a qualified provider, such as a doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, or other mental health provider. They are needed to evaluate or stabilize someone in an emergency. Your county's mental health plan should provide specific information about how emergency services are administered in your county. The following state and federal rules apply to emergency services covered by the mental health plan. The hospital does not need to get advance approval from the mental health plan, sometimes called prior authorization, or have a contract with your mental health plan to get paid for the emergency service the hospital provides to you. The mental health plan needs to tell you how to get emergency services, including the use of 911. The mental health plan needs to tell you the location of any places where providers and hospitals furnish emergency services and post-stabilization services. You can go to a hospital for emergency care if you believe there is a psychiatric emergency. Specialty mental health services to treat your urgent condition are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. An urgent condition means a mental health crisis that would turn into an emergency if you do not get help very quickly. You can receive these inpatient hospital services from the mental health plan on a voluntary basis if you can be properly served without being involuntarily held. The state laws that cover voluntary and involuntary admission to the hospital for mental illness are not part of state or federal Medi-Cal rules, but it may be important for you to know a little bit more about them. A voluntary admission means that you give your permission to say it is okay to go into and stay in the hospital. Involuntary admission, this means the hospital keeps you in the hospital for up to 72 hours without your okay. The hospital can do this when the hospital thinks that you are likely to harm yourself or someone else, or that you are unable to take care of your own food, clothing, and housing needs. The hospital will tell you in writing what the hospital is doing for you and what your rights are. If the doctors treating you think you need to stay longer than 72 hours, you may have a right to a lawyer and a hearing before a judge, and the hospital will tell you how to ask for this. Post-stabilization care services are covered services that are needed after an emergency. These services are provided after the emergency is over to continue to improve or resolve the condition. Your mental health plan is financially responsible for and will pay for post-stabilization care services to maintain, improve, or resolve the stabilized condition if the mental health plan does not respond to a request from the provider for pre-approval within 1 hour, the mental health plan cannot be contacted by the provider, the mental health plan representative and the treating physician cannot reach an agreement concerning your care, and a mental health plan physician is not available for consultation. In this situation, the mental health plan must give the treating physician the opportunity to consult with a mental health plan physician. The treating physician may continue with care of the patient until one of the following conditions for ending post-stabilization care is met. The mental health plan must make sure that you don't pay for anything extra for post-stabilization care. When does my county mental health plan's responsibility for covering post-stabilization care end? Your county's mental health plan is not required to pay for post-stabilization care services that are not pre-approved when a mental health plan physician with privileges at the treating hospital assumes responsibility for your care. A mental health plan physician assumes responsibility for your care through transfer. A mental health plan representative and the treating physician reaching an agreement concerning your care. The mental health plan and the physician will follow their agreement about the care you need, or you are discharged, sent home from the facility by a doctor or other professional. Adults and older adults. How do I know when I need help? Many people have difficult times in their lives and may experience mental health problems. While many think major mental and emotional disorders are rare, the truth is 1 in 5 individuals will have a mental or psychiatric disorder at some point in their life. Like many other illnesses, mental illnesses can be caused by many things. The most important thing to remember when you're asking yourself if you need professional help is to trust your feelings. If you are eligible for Medi-Cal and you feel you may need professional help, you should request an assessment from your county's mental health plan to find out for sure. What are signs I may need help? If you can answer yes to to one or more of the following, and these symptoms persist for several weeks, and they significantly interfere with your ability to function daily, and the symptoms are not related to the abuse of alcohol or drugs. If this is the case, you should consider contacting your county mental health plan. A professional from the mental health plan will determine if you need specialty mental health services from the mental health plan. If a professional decides you are not in need of specialty mental health services, you may still be treated by your regular medical doctor or primary care provider, or you may appeal the decision. You may need help if you have several of the following feelings: depressed, or feeling hopeless or helpless or worthless, or very down, most of the day, nearly every day, loss of interest in pleasurable activities, weight loss or gain of more than 5% in 1 month, excessive sleep or lack of sleep, slowed or excessive physical movements, fatigue nearly every day, feelings of worthlessness or excessive guilt, difficulty thinking or concentrating or making a decision, decreased need for sleep, feeling rested only after a few hours of sleep, racing thoughts too fast for you to keep up with, talking very fast and can't stop talking, feeling that people are out to get you, hearing voices and sounds others do not hear, see things others do not see, unable to go to work or school, do not care about personal hygiene, being clean, have serious relationship problems, isolate or withdraw from other people, cry frequently and for no reason, are often angry and blow up for no reason, have severe mood swings, feel anxious or worried most of the time, and or have what others can call strange or bizarre behaviors. What services are available? As an adult on Medi-Cal, you may be eligible to receive specialty mental health services from the mental health plan. Your mental health plan is required to help you determine if you need these services. Some of the services your county's mental health plan is required to make are available if you need them include mental health services. These services include mental health treatment services such as counseling and psychotherapy provided by psychiatrists, psychologists, licensed clinical social workers, marriage and family therapists, and psychiatric nurses. Mental health services may also be called rehabilitation or recovery services, and they help a person with mental illness to develop coping skills for daily living. Mental health services can be provided in a clinic or provider office, over the phone, or in the home or other community setting. These services may sometimes be provided in one person at a time, such as individual or rehabilitation counseling, two or more people at the same time, group therapy or group rehabilitation services, or to families, such as family therapy. Medication support services. These services include the prescribing, administering, dispensing, and monitoring of psychiatric medicines, medication management by psychiatrists, and education and monitoring related to psychiatric medicines. Medication support services can be provided in a clinic or provider office, over the phone, or in the home or other community setting. Targeted case management. This service helps with getting medical, educational, social, pre-vocational, vocational, rehabilitative, and other community services when these services may be hard for people with mental illnesses to do on their own. Targeted case management includes plan development, communication, coordination, and referral, monitoring service delivery to ensure the person's access to services, and the service delivery system and monitoring of the person's progress. Crisis intervention and crisis stabilization. These services provide mental health treatment for people with a mental health problem that can't wait for a regular scheduled appointment. Crisis intervention can last up to 8 hours and can be provided in a clinic or provider office, over the phone, or in the home or other community setting. Crisis stabilization can last up to 20 hours and is provided in a clinic or other facility site. Adult residential treatment services. These services provide mental health treatment for people who are living in licensed facilities that provide residential services for people with mental illness. These services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Medi-Cal doesn't cover the room and board costs to be in the facility that offers adult residential treatment services. Crisis residential treatment services. These services provide mental health treatment for people having a serious psychiatric episode or crisis, but who do not present medical complications requiring nursing care. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in licensed facilities that provide residential crisis services to people with mental illnesses. Medi-Cal doesn't cover the room and board costs to be in the facility that offers residential treatment services. Day Treatment Intensive. This is a structured program of mental health treatment provided to a group of people who might otherwise need to be in the hospital or other 24-hour care facility. The program lasts at least 3 hours a day. People could go to their own homes at night. The program includes skill-building activities such as life skills, socialization with other people, etc., and therapies such as art, recreation, music, dance, as well as psychotherapy. Day Rehabilitation. This is a structured program for mental health treatment to improve, maintain, or restore independence and functioning. The program is designed to help people with mental illnesses learn and develop skills. The program lasts at least 3 hours per day. People go to their own homes at night. The program includes skill-building activities such as life skills, socializations with other people, etc., and therapies such as art, recreation, music, dance, etc. Psychiatric inpatient hospital services. These are services provided in a hospital where the person stays overnight either because there is a psychiatric emergency or because the person needs mental health treatment that can only be done in a hospital. Psychiatric health facility services. These services are provided in a hospital-like setting where the person stays overnight either because there is a psychiatric emergency or because the person needs mental health treatment that can only be done in a hospital-like setting. Psychiatric health facilities must have an arrangement with a nearby hospital or clinic to meet the physical health care needs of the people in the facility. These services also include work that the provider does to help make the services work better for the person receiving the services. The kinds of things include assessments to see if you need the service and if the service is working, plan development to decide the goals of the person's mental health treatment and the specific services that will be provided, and collateral, which means working with family members and important people in the person's life, if the person gives permission, if it will help the person improve or maintain his or her mental health status. Children and adolescents. How do I know when a child needs help? For children from birth to age 5, there are signs that may show a need for specialty mental health services. These include parents who feel overwhelmed by being a parent or who have mental health problems, a major source of stress in the family, such as a divorce or death of a family member, abuse of alcohol or other drugs by someone in the house, unusual or difficult behavior by the child, violence or disruption in the house. If one of the above conditions is present in a home where a child up to age 5 is having specialty mental health services may be needed, you should contact your county's mental health plan to request additional information and an assessment for services to see the mental health plan who can help you. For school-aged children, the following checklist includes some signs that should help you decide if your child would benefit from mental health services. Your child displays unusual changes in emotions or behavior, has no friends, or has difficulty getting along with other children, is doing poorly in school, misses school frequently or does not want to attend school, has many minor illnesses or accidents, is very fearful, is very aggressive, does not want to be away from you, has many disturbing dreams, has difficulty falling asleep, wakes up in the night, or insists on sleeping with you, suddenly refuses to be alone with a certain family member or friend, or acts very disturbed when the family member or friend is present, displays affection inappropriately or makes abnormal sexual gestures or remarks, becomes suddenly withdrawn or angry, refuses to eat, is frequently tearful. You may contact your county's mental health plan for an assessment for your child if you feel he or she is showing any of the signs above. If your child qualifies for Medi-Cal and the mental health plan's assessment indicates that specialty mental health services covered by the mental health plan are needed, the mental health plan will arrange for the child to receive the services. How do I know when an adolescent or young person needs help? Adolescents 12 to 18 years of age and are under many pressures facing teens. Young people aged 18 to 21 are in transitional age with their own unique pressures, and since they are legally adults and unable to seek services as adults. Some unusual behavior by an adolescent or young person may be related to the physical and psychological changes taking place as they become an adult. Young adults are establishing a sense of self-identity and shifting from relying on parents to independence. A parent or a concerned friend or the young person may have difficulty deciding between what normal behavior is and what may be signs of emotional or mental problems that require professional help. Some mental illnesses can begin in the years between ages 12 and 21. The checklist below should help you decide if an adolescent requires help. If more than one sign is present or persists over a long period of time, it may indicate a more serious problem requiring professional help. If an adolescent pulls back from usual family, friend, and/or normal activities, experiences an unexplained decline in schoolwork, neglects their appearance, shows a marked change in weight, runs away from home, has violent or very rebellious behavior, has physical symptoms with no apparent illness, or abuses drug or alcohol. Parents or caregivers of adolescents or the adolescent may contact the county's mental health plan for an assessment to see if mental health services are needed. As an adult, a young person age 18 to 20 may ask the mental health plan for an assessment. If the adolescent or young person qualifies for Medi-Cal and the mental health plan's assessment indicates that specialty mental health services covered by the mental health plan are needed, the mental health plan will arrange for the adolescent or young person to receive the services. What services are available? The same services that are available for adults are also available for children, adolescents, and young persons. The services that are available are mental health services, medication support services, targeted case management, crisis intervention, crisis stabilization, crisis residential treatment services, psychiatric inpatient hospital services, and psychiatric health facility services. Mental health plans also cover additional special services that are only available to children, adolescents, and young people under the age of 21 and are eligible for full-scope Medi-Cal. Full-scope Medi-Cal means that Medi-Cal coverage isn't limited to a specific type of service, for example, emergency services only. Each county's mental health plan may have slightly different ways of making these services available, so please consult the front section of this booklet for more information or contact your mental health plan's toll-free telephone number to ask for additional information. Are these special services available for children, adolescents, and young adults? There are special services available from the Mental Health Plan for Children, Adolescents, and Young People called Early and Periodic Screening, Diagnosis, and Treatment Supplemental Specialty Mental Health Services, or EPSDT. These EPSDT services include a service called Therapeutic Behavioral Services, or TBS, which is described in the next section, and also include new services as they are identified by experts in mental health treatment as services that really work. These services are available from the mental health plan if they are needed to correct or ameliorate, to improve, the mental health for a person under the age of 21 who is eligible for full-scope Medi-Cal and has a mental health illness covered by the mental health plan. See page 10 for information on the mental illnesses covered by the mental health plan. The mental health plan is not required to provide these special services if the mental health plan decides that one of the regular services covered by the mental health plan is available and would meet the child, adolescent, or young person's needs. The mental health plan is also not required to provide these special mental services in home or community settings if the mental health plan determines the total cost of providing the service, special service at home or in the community is greater than the total cost of providing similar services in an otherwise appropriate institutional level of care. What are therapeutic behavioral services, TBS? TBS are a type of specialty mental health services available through each county's mental health plan if you have serious emotional problems. You must be under 21 years of age and have full-scope Medi-Cal to get TBS. If you are living at home, the TBS staff person can work one-to-one with you to reduce severe behavioral problems to try to keep you from needing to go to a higher level of care, such as a group home for children, adolescents, and young people with very serious emotional problems. If you are living in a group home for children, adolescents, and young people with very serious emotional problems, a TBS staff person can work with you so you may be able to move to a lower level of care, such as a foster home or back to home. TBS will help you and your family, caregiver, or guardian learn new ways of controlling problem behavior and ways of increasing the kinds of behavior that will allow you to be successful. You, the TBS staff person, and your family, caregiver, or guardian will work together very intensively for a short period of time until you no longer need TBS. You will have a TBS plan that will say what you, your family, caregiver, or guardian, and the TBS staff person will do during TBS and when and where TBS will occur. The TBS staff person can work with you in most places where you are likely to need help with your problem behavior. This includes your home, foster home, group home, school, day treatment program, and other areas in the community. Who can get TBS? You may be able to get TBS if you have full-scope Medi-Cal, are under 21 years of age, have serious emotional problems, and live in a group home for children, adolescents, and young people with very serious emotional problems. These group homes are sometimes called Rate Classification Level, or RCL 12, 13, or 14 group homes. Or live in a state mental health hospital, a nursing facility that specializes in mental health treatment, or a mental health rehabilitation center. These places are also called Institutions for Mental Disease, or IMDs, or are at risk of having to live in a group home, RCL 12, 13, or 14, or mental health hospital, or IMD, or have been hospitalized within the last 2 years for emergency mental health problems. Are there other things that must happen before me to get TBS? Yes, you must be getting other specialty mental health services. TBS adds to other specialty mental health services. It doesn't take the place of them. Since TBS is short-term, other specialty mental health services may be needed to keep problems from coming back or getting worse after TBS has ended. TBS is not provided if the reason it is needed is only to help you follow a court order about probation, only to protect your physical safety or the safety of other people, only to make things easier for your family, caregiver, guardian, or teachers, only to help with behaviors that are not part of your mental health problems. You cannot get TBS while you are in a mental health hospital, an IMD, or locked juvenile justice setting such as juvenile hall. If you are in a mental health hospital or an IMD, though you may be able to leave the mental hospital or IMD sooner because TBS can be added to other specialty mental health services to help you stay in a lower level of care, such as home, a foster home, or a group home. How do I get TBS? If you think you may need TBS, ask your psychiatrist, therapist, or case manager if you already have one, or contact the mental health plan and request services. A family member, caregiver, guardian, doctor, psychologist, counselor, or social worker may call and ask for information about TBS or other specialty mental health services for you. You may also call the mental health plan and ask about TBS. Who decides if I need a TBS and where can I get them? The mental health plan decides if you need specialty mental health services, including TBS. Usually, a mental health plan staff person will talk with you, your family, caregiver, or guardian, and others who are important in your life, and will make a plan for all the mental health services you need, including a TBS plan, if TBS is needed. This may take one or two meetings face-to-face, sometimes more. If you need TBS, someone will be assigned as your TBS staff person. What should be in my TBS plan? Your TBS plan will spell out the problem behaviors that need to be changed and what the TBS staff person, you, and sometimes your family, caregiver, or guardian will do when TBS happens. The TBS plan will say how many hours a day and the number of days a week the TBS staff person will work with you and your family, caregiver, or guardian. The hours in the TBS plan may be during the day, early morning, evening, or night. The days in the TBS plan may be on weekends as well as weekdays. The TBS plan will say how long you will receive TBS. The TBS plan will be regularly reviewed. TBS may go for a longer period of time if the review shows you are making progress but need more time. Medical necessity criteria. What is medical necessity and why is it so important? One of the conditions necessary for receiving specialty mental health services through your county's mental health plan is sometimes called medical necessity. This means a doctor or other mental health professional will talk with you to decide if there is a medical need for services and if you can be helped by services that if you receive them. The term medical necessity is important because it will help decide what kind of services you may get and how you may get them. Deciding medical necessity is a very important part of the process of getting specialty mental health services. What are the medical necessity criteria for coverage of specialty mental health services, except for hospital services? As part of deciding if you need specialty mental health services, your county's mental health plan will work with you and your provider to decide if the services are a medical necessity as explained above. This section explains how your mental health plan will make that decision. You don't need to know if you have a diagnosis or a specific mental illness to ask for help. Your county mental health plan will help you get this information with an assessment. There are four conditions your mental health plan will look for to decide if your services are a medical necessity and qualify for coverage by the mental health plan. 1. You must be diagnosed by the mental health plan with one of the following mental illnesses as described in the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual, 4th edition, published by the American Psychiatric Association. Pervasive developmental disorders, except for autistic disorders. Disruptive behavior and attention deficit disorder. feeding and eating disorders of infancy and early childhood, elimination disorders, other disorders of infancy, childhood, or adolescence, schizophrenia and other psychiatric or psychotic disorders, mood disorders, anxiety disorders, somatoform disorders, factitious disorders, dissociative disorders, paraphilias, gender identity disorder, eating disorder, impulse control disorders not elsewhere classified, adjustment disorders, personality disorders excluding antisocial personality disorder, medication-induced movement disorders related to other included diagnoses. And, 2, you must have at least one of the following problems as a result of the diagnosis: a significant difficulty in an important area of life functioning, a probability of significant deterioration in an important area of life functioning, except as provided in the section for people under 21 years of age, a probability that a child will not progress developmentally as individually appropriate, and, 3, the expectation is that the proposed treatment will significantly reduce the problem, prevent significant deterioration in an important area of life functioning, allow a child to progress developmentally as individually appropriate, and 4, the condition would not be responsive to physical health care-based treatment. When the requirements of the medical necessity section are met, you are eligible to receive specialty mental health services from the mental health plan. What are the medical necessity criteria for specialty mental health services for people under 21 years of age? If you are under the age of 21, have full scope Medi-Cal, and have one of the following diagnoses listed in number 1 above, but don't meet the criteria in 2 and 3 above, the mental health plan would need to work with you and your provider to decide if mental health treatment would correct or ameliorate, improve your mental health. If services covered by the mental health plan would correct or improve your mental health, the mental health plan will provide the services. What are the medical necessity criteria for reimbursement of psychiatric inpatient hospital services? One way that your mental health plan decides if you need to stay overnight in the hospital for mental health treatment is how medically necessary is it for your treatment. If it is medically necessary, as explained above, then your mental health plan will pay for your stay in the hospital. An assessment will be made to help make this determination. When you and the mental health plan and your mental health plan provider plan for your admission to the hospital, the mental health plan will decide about medical necessity before you go to the hospital. More often, people go to the hospital in an emergency, and the mental health plan and the hospital work together to decide about medical necessity. You don't need to worry about whether or not the services are medically necessary if you go to the hospital in an emergency. See State of California, page 6, for more information about how emergencies are covered. If you have a mental illness or symptoms of mental illness and you cannot be safely treated at a lower level of care, and because of the mental illness or symptoms of mental illness you represent a current danger to self or others or significant property destruction, are prevented from providing for or using food, clothing, or shelter, present a severe risk to your physical health, have a recent significant deterioration in the ability to function, and need psychiatric evaluation, medication treatment, or other treatment that can only be provided in a hospital. Your county's mental health plan will pay for a longer stay in a psychiatric inpatient hospital if you have one of the following: the continued presence of the medical necessity criteria described above, a serious and negative reaction to medications, procedures, or therapies regarding continued hospitalization, the presence of new problems which meet medical necessity criteria, the need for continued medical evaluation or treatment that can only be provided in a psychiatric inpatient hospital. Your county's mental health plan can give you released from a psychiatric inpatient overnight stay hospital when your doctor says you are stable. This means when the doctor expects you would not get worse if you were transferred out of the hospital. What is a notice of action? A notice of action, sometimes called a NOA, is a form that your county's mental health plan, or MHP, uses to tell you when the mental health plan makes a decision about you about whether or not you will get Medi-Cal specialty mental health services. A notice of action is also used to tell you if your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal was not resolved in time, or if you didn't get the service within the mental health plan's timeline standards for providing services. When will I get a notice of action? You will get a notice of action if your mental health plan or one of the mental health plan providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal specialty mental health services because you do not meet the medical necessity criteria. See page 17 for information about medical necessity. If your provider thinks you need a specialty mental health service and asks the mental health plan for approval, but the mental health plan does not agree and says no to your provider's request or changes the type or frequency of service, most of the time you will receive a notice of action before you receive the service. But sometimes the notice of action will come after you already received the service or while you are receiving the service. If you get a notice of action after you have already received the service, you do not have to pay for the service. If your provider has asked the mental health plan for approval, but the mental health plan needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time, if your mental health plan does not provide services to you based on the timelines the mental health plan is set up, call your county's mental health plan to find out if the mental health plan is set up timeline standards. If you file a grievance with the mental health plan and the mental health plan does not get back to you with a written decision on your grievance within 60 days. See page 28 for more information on grievances. If you file an appeal with the mental health plan and the mental health plan does not get back to you with a written decision on your appeal within 45 days, or if you filed an expedited appeal within 3 working days. See page 23 for more information on appeals. Will I always get a notice of action when I don't get the services I want? There are some cases where you may not receive a notice of action. If you or your provider do not agree on the services you need, you will not get a notice of action from the mental health plan. If you think the mental health plan is not providing services to you quickly enough, but the mental health plan hasn't set a timeline, you won't receive a notice of action. You may still file an appeal with the mental health plan, or if you have completed the appeals process, you can request a state fair hearing when these things happen. Information on how to file an appeal or request a state fair hearing is included in this booklet starting on page 22. Information should also be available in your provider's office. What will the notice of action tell me? The notice of action will tell you what your county's mental health plan did that affects you and your ability to get services. The effective date of the decision and the reason the mental health plan made its decision. The state or federal rules the mental health plan was following when it made the decision. What your rights are if you do not agree with what the mental health plan did. How to file an appeal with the mental health plan. How to request a state fair hearing, how to request an expedited appeal or an expedited state fair hearing, how to get help filing an appeal or requesting a state fair hearing, how long you have to file an appeal or request a state fair hearing, if you are eligible to continue to receive services while you wait for an appeal or state fair hearing decision, when you have to file your appeal or state fair hearing request if you want the services to continue. What should I do when I get a notice of action? When you get a notice of action, you should read all the information on the form carefully. If you don't understand the form, your mental health plan can help you. You may also ask another person to help you. If the notice of action form tells you that you can continue services while you are waiting for a state fair hearing decision, you must request the state fair hearing within 10 days from the date of the notice of action, which was mailed or personally given to you, or if the notice of action is sent more than 10 days before the effective date of the change in services before the effective date of the change. Problem resolution process. What if I don't get the services I want from my county mental health plan? Your county's mental health has a way for you to work out a problem about any issue related to the specialty mental health services you are receiving. This is called the problem resolution process, and it could involve either the grievance process, an expression of unhappiness about anything regarding your specialty mental health services that is not of the problems covered under the appeal and state fair hearing process, or the appeal process, which is the review of a decision, such as a denial or a change in service, that was made about your specialty mental health services by the mental health plan or your provider. Or, once you have completed the problem resolution process at the mental health plan, you can file for a state fair hearing process review to make sure you receive the mental health services which you are entitled to under Medi-Cal program. Your mental health plan will provide grievance and appeal forms and self-addressed envelopes for you at all provider sites, and you should not have to ask anyone to get one. Your county's mental health plan must post notices explaining the grievance and appeal process procedures and locations at all provider sites and make language interpreting services available at no charge, along with toll-free numbers to help you during normal business hours. Filing a grievance, appeal, or state fair hearing will not count against you. When your grievance or appeal is complete, your county's mental health plan will notify you and others involved of the final outcome. When your state fair hearing is complete, the state hearing office will notify you and others involved of the final outcome. Can I get help to file an appeal, a grievance, or state fair hearing? Your county's mental health plan will have people available to explain these processes to you and to help you to report a problem either as a grievance, an appeal, or is in a request for a state fair hearing. They may also help you know if you qualify for what's called an expedited process, which means it will be reviewed more quickly because your health or stability is at risk. You may also authorize another person to act on your behalf, including your mental health care provider. What if I need help to solve a problem with my mental health plan but don't want to file a grievance or appeal? You can get help from the state if you are having trouble finding the right people at the mental health plan to help you find your way through the mental health plan system. The state has a mental health ombudsman services program that can provide you with information on how the mental health plan system works, explain your rights and choices, help you solve problems with getting the services you need, and refer you to others at the mental health plan or in the community who may be of help. Your mental health plan is responsible for allowing you to request a review of a decision that was made about your specialty mental health services by the mental health plan or your providers. There are two ways you can request a review. One way is using the standard appeals process. The second way is by using the expedited appeals process. These two forms of appeals are similar. However, there are specific requirements to qualify for an expedited appeal. The specific requirements are explained below. What is a standard appeal? A standard appeal is a request for review of a problem you have with the mental health plan or your provider that involves denial or a change to services you think you need. If you request a standard appeal, the mental health plan may take up to 45 days to review it. If you think waiting 45 days will put your health at risk, you should ask for an expedited appeal. The standard appeal process will allow you to file an appeal in person, on the phone, or in writing. If you submit your appeal in person or on the phone, you must follow it up with a signed written appeal. You can get help to write the appeal. If you do not follow up with a signed written appeal, your appeal will not be resolved. However, the date that you submitted the oral appeal is the filing date. Interfiling an appeal will not count against you or your provider in any way. allow you to authorize another person to act on your behalf, including a provider. If you authorize another person to act on your behalf, the mental health plan might ask you to sign a form authorizing the mental health plan to release information to that person. Have your benefits continued upon your request for an appeal within the required time frame, which is 10 days from the date your notice of action was mailed or personally given to you. You do not have to pay for continued services while an appeal is pending. Ensure that the individuals making the decisions are qualified to do so and not involved in any previous level of review or decision making. Allow you or your representative to examine your case file, including your medical record and any other documents or records considered during the appeals process, during the appeal process. Allow you to have a reasonable opportunity to present evidence and allegations of fact or law in person or in writing. Allow you, your representative, or the legal representative of a deceased beneficiary's estate to be included as parties to the appeal. Let you know your appeal is being reviewed by sending you a written confirmation. Inform you of your right to request a state fair hearing following the completion of the appeal process. When can I file an appeal? You can file an appeal with your county's mental health plan. If your mental health plan or one of the mental health plan's providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal specialty mental health services because you do not meet the medical necessity criteria. See page 17 for information about medical necessity. If your provider thinks you need a specialty mental health service and asks the mental health plan for approval, but the mental health plan does not agree and says no to your provider's request or changes the type or frequency of service. If your provider has asked the mental health plan for approval, but the mental health plan needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time. If your mental health plan doesn't provide services to you based on the timelines the mental health plan has set up, if you don't think the mental health plan is providing services soon enough to meet your needs, if your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time, if you and your provider do not agree on the services you need. How can I file an appeal? See the front part of this booklet for information on how to file an appeal with your mental health plan. You may call your county mental health plan's toll-free telephone number, also included in the front part of this booklet, to help you with filing an appeal. The mental health plan will provide self-addressed envelopes at all provider sites for you to mail in your appeal. How do I know if my appeal has been decided? Your mental health plan will notify you or your representative in writing about their decision for your appeal. The information and notification will have the following information: the results of the appeal resolution process, the date the appeal decision was made. If the appeal is not resolved wholly or in your favor, the notice will also contain information regarding your right to a state fair hearing and the procedure for filing a state fair hearing. Is there a deadline to file an appeal? You must file an appeal within 90 days of the date of the action you're appealing, when you get a notice of action. Keep in mind that you will not always get a notice of action. There are no deadlines for filing an appeal when you do not get a notice of action, so you may file at any time. When will a decision be made about my appeal? The mental health plan must decide on your appeal within 45 calendar days from when the mental health plan receives your request for the appeal. Timelines or in time frames may be extended up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if the mental health plan feels that there is a need for additional information and that a delay is for your benefit. An example of when a delay might be for your benefit is when the mental health plan thinks it might be able to approve your appeal if the mental health plan had a little more time to get information from you or your provider. What if I can't wait 45 days for my appeal decision? The appeal process may be faster if it qualifies for the expedited appeals process. please see the section on expedited appeals below. What is an expedited appeal? An expedited appeal is a faster way to decide an appeal. The expedited appeals process follows a process similar to the standard appeals process. However, your appeal has to meet certain requirements. The expedited appeals process also follows different deadlines than the standard appeals process. You can make a verbal request for an expedited appeal. You do not have to put your expedited appeal request in writing. When can I file an expedited appeal? If you think that waiting up to 45 days for a standard appeal decision will jeopardize your life, health, or ability to attain, maintain, or regain maximum functioning, you may request an expedited appeal. If the mental health plan agrees that your appeal meets the requirements of an expedited appeal, your mental health plan will resolve your expedited appeal within 3 working days after the mental health plan receives the expedited appeal. Time frames may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension or if the mental health plan feels that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is in your interest. If your mental health plan extends the time frames, the mental health plan will give you a written explanation as to why the time frames were extended. If the mental health plan decides that your appeal does not qualify for an expedited appeal, your mental health plan will notify you right away, orally, and will notify you in writing within 2 calendar days. Your appeal will then follow the standard appeal time frames outlined earlier in this section. If you disagree with the mental health plan's decision that your appeal doesn't meet the expedited appeal criteria, you may file a grievance. See the description of the grievance process below. Once your mental health plan resolves your expedited appeal, the mental health plan will notify you and all affected parties orally and in writing. The state fair hearing process. What is a state fair hearing? A state fair hearing is an independent review conducted by the California Department of Social Services to ensure you receive the specialty mental health services to which you are entitled under the Medi-Cal program. What are my state fair hearing rights? You have the right to have a hearing before the California Department of Social Services, also called a state fair hearing, be told about how to ask for a state fair hearing, be told about the rules that govern representation at the state fair hearing, have your benefits continued upon your request during the state fair hearing process if you ask for a state fair hearing within the required time frames. When can I file for a state fair hearing? You can file for a state fair hearing if you have completed the mental health plan's grievance and/or appeals process, if your mental health plan or one of the mental health plan providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal specialty mental health services because you do not meet the medical necessity criteria, see page 17 for information about medical necessity. If your provider thinks you need a specialty mental health service and asks the mental health plan for approval, but the mental health plan does not agree and says no to your provider's request, or changes the type of or frequency of service. If your provider has asked the mental health plan for approval, but the mental health plan needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time. If your mental health plan doesn't provide services to you based on the timelines the mental health plan is set up. If you don't think the mental health plan is providing services soon enough to meet your needs. If your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time, if you and your provider do not agree on the services you need. How do I request a state fair hearing? You can request a state fair hearing directly from the California Department of Social Services. You can ask for a state fair hearing by writing to State Hearing Division, California Department of Social Services, Post Office Box 944243, Mailing Station 19-37, Sacramento, California 94244-2430. To To request a state fair hearing, you may also call 1-800-952-5253 or send a fax to 916-229-4110 or write to the Department of Social Services, State Hearings, Division, Post Office Box 944-243, Mail Station 19-37, Sacramento, California 94244-2430. Is there a deadline for filing a state fair hearing? If you don't receive a notice of action, you may file for a state fair hearing at any time. If you file an appeal with the mental health plan and want to file for a state fair hearing after you get the mental health plan's decision on your appeal, you must file for the state fair hearing within 90 days of the postmark date of the mental health plan's appeal decision. Can I continue services while I'm waiting for a state fair hearing decision? You can continue services while you're waiting for a state fair hearing decision if your provider thinks the specialty mental health services you are already receiving needs to continue and ask the mental health plan for approval to continue, but the mental health plan does not agree and says no to your provider's request or changes the type or frequency of service the provider requested. You will always receive a notice of action from the mental health plan when this happens. Additionally, you will not have to pay for services given while the state fair hearing is pending. What do I need to do if I want to continue services while I'm waiting for a state fair hearing decision? If you want services to continue during the state fair hearing process, you must request a state fair hearing within 10 days from the date of your notice of action was mailed to you or personally given to you. What if I can't wait 90 days for my state fair hearing decision? You may ask for an expedited or quicker state fair hearing if you think the normal 90-day time frame will cause serious problems with your medical, mental health, including problems with your ability to gain, maintain, or regain important life functions. The Department of Social Services, State Hearings Division, will review your request for an expedited state fair hearing and decide if it qualifies. If your expedited hearing request is approved, a hearing will be held and a hearing decision will be issued within 3 working days of the date of your request is received by the State Hearings Division. What is a grievance? A grievance is an expression of unhappiness about anything regarding your specialty mental health services that are not one of the problems covered by the appeal and state fair hearing process. See page 23 and 26 for information on the appeal and state fair hearing process. The grievance process will involve simple and easily understood procedures that allow you to present your grievance orally or in writing, not count against you or your provider in any way, allow you to authorize persons to act on your behalf, including a provider. If you authorize another person to act on your behalf, the mental health plan might ask you to sign a form authorizing the mental health plan to release information to that person. Ensure that the individuals making the decisions are qualified to do so and not involved in any previous levels of review or decision making. Identify the roles and responsibilities of you, your mental health plan, and your provider. Provide resolution for the grievance in the required time frame. When can I file a grievance? You can file a grievance with the mental health plan if you are unhappy with the specialty mental health services you are receiving from the mental health plan or have another concern regarding the mental health plan. How can I file a grievance? You may call your county mental health plan's toll-free telephone number to get help with a grievance. The mental health plan will provide self-addressed envelopes at all provider sites for you to mail in your grievance. Grievances can be filed orally or in writing. Oral grievances do not have to be followed up in writing. How do I know if the mental health plan received my grievance? Your mental health plan will let you know that it has received your grievance by sending you a written confirmation. When will my grievance be decided? The mental health plan must make a decision about your grievance within 60 calendar days from the date you filed your grievance. Time frames may be extended up to 14 calendar days if you request more time, or if the mental health plan feels there is a need for additional information and that the delay was for your benefit. An example of when a delay might be for your benefit is when the mental health plan thinks it might be able to approve your grievance if the mental health plan had a little more time to get information from you and other people involved. How do I know if the mental health plan has made a decision about my grievance? When a decision has been made regarding your grievance, the mental health plan will notify you and your representative in writing of the decision. If your mental health plan fails to notify you and or any affected parties of the grievance decision on time, the mental health plan will provide you with a notice of action advising you and your right to request a state fair hearing. Your mental health plan will provide you with a notice of action on the date of the time frame expires. Is there a deadline to file a grievance? Your grievance may be filed at any time. What are my rights? As a person eligible for Medi-Cal, you have a right to receive medically necessary specialty mental health services from the mental health plan. When accessing these services, you have the right to be treated with personal respect and respect for your dignity and privacy, receive information on available treatment options and alternatives, and have them presented in a manner you can understand, participate in decisions regarding your mental health care, including the right to refuse treatment, be free from any form of restraint or seclusion used as a means of coercion, discipline, convenience, punishment, or retaliation as specified in federal rules about the use of restraints and seclusions in facilities such as hospitals, nursing facilities, and psychiatric residential treatment facilities where you stay overnight for treatment. Request and receive a copy of your medical records and request that they be amended or corrected. Receive the information in this booklet about the services covered by the mental health plan, other obligations of the mental health plan, and your rights as described here. You also have the right to receive this information or other information provided to you by the mental health plan in a form that is easy to understand. This means, for example, that the mental health plan must make its written information available in the languages that are used by at least 5% or 3,000 people, whichever is less, of Medi-Cal eligible people in the mental health plan county, and make oral interpreter services available free of charge for people who speak other languages. This also means that the mental health plan must provide different materials for people with special needs, such as people who are blind or have limited vision, or people who have trouble reading. Receive specialty mental health services from a mental health plan that follows the requirements of its contract with the state in the areas of availability of services, assurances of adequate capacity, services, coordination and continuity of care, coverage and authorization of services. The mental health plan is required to employ or have written contracts with enough providers to make sure that all Medi-Cal eligible individuals who qualify for specialty mental health services can receive them in a timely manner. Cover medically necessary services out of the network for you in a timely manner. If the mental health plan doesn't have an employee or contract provider who can deliver the services. Out-of-network provider means a provider who is not on the mental health plan's list of providers. The mental health plan must make sure you don't pay for anything extra for seeing an out-of-network provider. Make sure providers are qualified to deliver the specialty mental health services that the provider agreed to cover. Make sure that the specialty mental health services in the mental health plan covers are adequate in amount, duration, and scope to meet the needs of the Medi-Cal eligible individuals it serves. This includes making sure that mental health plan system for authorizing payment for services is based on medical necessity and uses processes that ensure fair application of the medical necessity criteria. Ensures that its providers perform adequate assessments of individuals who may receive services and work with the individuals who will receive services to develop a treatment plan that includes the goals of treatment and the services that will be delivered. provide for second opinion from a qualified health care professional when the Mental Health Plans Network or one outside the network at no additional cost to you. Coordinate the services it provides with the services being provided to an individual through a Medi-Cal managed care health plan or with your primary care provider if necessary, and in the coordination process to make sure that the privacy of each individual receiving services is protected as specified in federal rules on the privacy of health information. Provide timely access to care, including making services available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when medically necessary to treat an emergency psychiatric condition or an urgent or crisis condition. Participate in the state's efforts to promote the delivery of services in a culturally competent manner to all enrollees, including those with limited English proficiency and diverse cultural and ethnic backgrounds. Your mental health plan must ensure your treatment is not adversely affected as a result of your using your rights. Your mental health plan is required to follow other applicable state and federal laws such as Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as implemented by regulations at 45 CFR Part 80, the Age Discrimination Act of 1975, as implemented by regulations at 45 CFR Part 91, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and Titles 2 and 3 of the American Disabilities Act, as well as the rights described here. You may have additional rights under the state laws about mental health treatment and may wish to contact your county's patients' rights advocate. Call your county mental health department listed in the local phone book and ask for a patient's rights advocate with any specific questions. What is an advance directive? You may have the right to an advance directive. An advance directive is a written instruction about your health care that is recognized under California law. It usually states how you would like health care provided or says what decisions you would like to be made if or when you are unable to speak for yourself. You may sometimes hear an advance directive described as a living will or durable power of attorney. California law defines an advance directive as either an oral or written individual health care instruction or a power of attorney, a written document giving someone permission to make decisions for you. All mental health plans are required to have advance directive policies in place. Your mental health plan is required to provide any adult who is Medi-Cal eligible with written information on the mental health plan's advance directive policies and a description of applicable state law if the adult asks for the information. If you would like to request the information, you should call your mental health plan's toll-free telephone number listed in the front part of this booklet for more information. An advance directive is designed to allow people to have control over their own treatment, especially when they are unable to provide instructions about their own care. It is a legal document that allows people to say in advance what their wishes would be if they become unable to make health care decisions. This may include such things as the right to accept or refuse medical treatment, surgery, or to make other health care choices. In California, an advanced directive consists of two parts: your appointment of an agent or a person making decisions about your health care, and your individual health care instructions. If you have a complaint about advanced directive requirements, you may contact the California Department of Health Services Licensing and Certification Division by calling 1-800-236-9747 or by mail at Post Office Box 997413, Sacramento, California 95899-1413. Why are cultural considerations and language access important? A cultural competent mental health system includes skills, attitudes, and policies that make sure the needs of everyone are addressed in a society of diverse values, beliefs, and orientations in different races, religions, and languages. It is a system that provides the quality of care for all of California's many different peoples and provides them with understanding and respect for those differences. Your county's mental health plan is responsible for providing the people it serves with culturally and linguistically competent specialty mental health services. For example, non-English or limited English speaking persons have the right to receive services in their preferred language and the right to request an interpreter. If an interpreter is requested, one must be provided at no cost. People seeking services do not have to bring their own interpreters. Written and verbal interpretation of your rights, benefits, and treatment is available in preferred language. Information is also available in alternative formats if someone cannot read or has visual challenges. The front part of this booklet tells you how to obtain this information. Your county's mental health plan is required to provide specialty mental health services in your preferred language, provide culturally appropriate assessments and treatments, provide a combination of culturally specific approaches to address various cultural needs that exist in the mental health plan's county to create a safe and culturally responsive system, make efforts to reduce language barriers, make efforts to address the culturally specific needs of individuals receiving services, provide services with sensitivity to culturally specific views of illness and wellness, consider your world view in providing you specialty mental health services, have a process for teaching mental health employees and contractors about what it means to live with mental illness from the point of view of people who are mentally ill, provide a listing of culturally and linguistic services available through your mental health plan, provide a listing of specialty mental health services and other mental health plan services available in your primary language, sorted by location and services provided. Provide oral interpretation services free of charge. This applies to all non-English languages. Provide written information in threshold languages and alternative formats in an appropriate manner that takes into consideration the special needs of those, for example, who are visually limited or have limited reading proficiency. This service would be provided 7 days a week with language capability in your language to provide information to you about how to access specialty mental health services. This includes services needed to treat your urgent condition and how to use the mental health plan problem resolution and state fair hearing process. Find out at least once a year if people from culturally, ethnically, and linguistically diverse communities see themselves as getting the same benefit from services as people in general. How services may be provided to you. How do I get specialty mental health services? If you think you need specialty mental health services, you can get services by asking the mental health plan for them yourself. You can call your mental health plan's toll-free phone number listed in the front section of this book. The front part of this book and the section called Services on page 9 of the booklet give you information about services and how to get them from the mental health plan. You may also be referred to your mental health plan for specialty mental health services in other ways. Your mental health plan is required to accept referrals for specialty mental health services from doctors and other primary care providers who think you may need these services and from your Medi-Cal managed care health plan if you are a member. Usually the provider or the Medi-Cal managed care health plan will need your permission or permission of the parent or guardian caregiver of a child to make the referral unless there's an emergency. Other people and organizations may also make referrals to the mental health plan, including schools, county welfare or social service departments, conservators, guardians, or family members in law enforcement agencies. How do I find a provider for the specialty mental health services I need? Some mental health plans require you to receive approval from your county's mental health plan before you contract or contact a service provider. Some mental health plans refer you to a provider who is ready to see you. Other mental health plans will allow you to contact a provider directly. The mental health plan may put some limits on your choice of providers. Your county's mental health plan must give you a chance to choose a provider between at least two providers when you first start services, unless the mental health plan has a good reason why it can't provide a choice. For example, there is only one provider who can deliver the service you need. Your mental health plan must also allow you to change providers. When you ask to change providers, the mental health plan must allow you to choose between at least two providers unless there is a good reason not to do so. Sometimes mental health plan contract providers leave the mental health plan on their own or at the request of the mental health plan. When this happens, the mental health plan must make a good faith effort to give written notice of termination of a mental health plan contracted provider within 15 days after receipt or issuance of the termination notice to each person who was receiving specialty mental health services from that provider. Once I find a provider, can the mental health plan tell the provider what services I get? You, your provider, and the mental health plan are all involved in deciding what services you need to receive through the mental health plan by following the medical necessity criteria and the list of covered services, see pages 17 and 10. Sometimes the mental health plan will leave the decision to you and your provider. Other times, the mental health plan may require your provider to ask the mental health plan to review the reasons the provider thinks you need a service before the service is provided. The mental health plan must use a qualified mental health professional to do the review. This review process is called a mental health plan payment authorization process. The state requires the mental health plan to have an authorization process for day treatment intensive, day rehabilitation, and therapeutic behavioral services, or TBS. The mental health plan's authorization process must follow specific timelines. For a standard authorization, the mental health plan must make a decision on your provider's request within 14 calendar days. If you or your provider request information, or if the mental health plan thinks it is in your interest to get more information from the provider, the timeline can be extended for up to another 14 calendar days. An example of when an extension might be in your interest is when the mental health plan thinks it might be able to approve your provider's request for authorization if the mental health plan had additional information from your provider and would have to deny the request without this information. If the mental health plan extends the timeline, the mental health plan will send you a written notice about the extension. If your provider or the mental health plan thinks your life, health, or ability to attain, maintain, or regain maximum functioning will be jeopardized by the 14-day time frame, the mental health plan must make a decision within 3 working days. If you or your provider request information, or if the mental health plan thinks it is in your interest to get more information from your provider, the timeline can be extended up to an additional 14 calendar days. If the mental health plan doesn't make a decision within the timeline requested for a standard or expedited authorization request, the mental health plan must send you a notice of action telling you that the services are denied and that you may file an appeal or ask for a state fair hearing. See page 26. You may ask the mental health plan for more information about its authorization process. Check the front of the section of this booklet to see how to request the information. If you don't agree with the mental health plan's decision on an authorization process, you may file an appeal with the mental health plan or ask for a state fair hearing. See page 26. Which providers does my mental health plan use? Most mental health plans use 4 different types of providers to provide specialty mental health services. These include individual providers, mental health professionals such as doctors who have contracts with your county's mental health plan to provide specialty mental health services in an office and or community setting. Group providers. These are groups of mental health professionals who, as a group of professionals, have contracts with your county's mental health plan to offer specialty mental health services in an office and or community setting. Organizational providers. These are mental health clinicians, agencies, or facilities that are owned or run by the mental health plan or that have contracts with your county's mental health plan to provide services in a clinic and or community setting. And hospital providers. You may receive care or services in a hospital. This may be as a part of an emergency treatment or because your mental health plan provides the services you need in this type of setting. If you are new to the mental health plan, a complete list of providers in your county's mental health plan follows this section of the booklet and contains information about where providers are located, the specialty mental health services they provide, and other information to help you access care, including information about the cultural and language services that are available from the providers. If you have questions about providers, call your mental health plan's toll-free telephone number located in the front section of this book. Web links of interest. State of California's Medi-Cal program, www.dhs.ca.gov. State of California Department of Mental Health, www.dmh.ca.gov. State of California Department of Health Services, www.dhs.ca.gov. Online Health Resources, www.dhs.ca.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, www.os.dhs.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov.